You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. On the front page, we have the 1987 Club Convention. The 1987 Confab will be held September the 4th to the 7th in Lima, Ohio, and will be hosted by the editors of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. It will be held at the Milano Inn, which is located in downtown Lima. The Milano Inn is located at 418 West Market Street and has blocked 40 rooms for the convention. Those rooms are going fast, so if you haven't reserved your room, please do so. Those traveling in by car should request directions if you need the information. Also, we will be making pickups at the Amtrak station for those that need to make those connections. But please be sure to tell us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service if you need someone to meet you at the train station, and of course, be sure to tell us what time. As far as air travel goes to Dayton, Ohio, the best fares are still on Piedmont and Delta Airlines. Those are from different parts of the country, and those airlines seem to have the best fares at the present time to Dayton. However, we'll only be making several pickups from Dayton to Lima, seeing that it is approximately an 80-mile drive from the airport to the convention location. We will be making a pickup on Thursday night, so if you are booking in a flight, please try to come in Thursday night. Otherwise, you might have to fend for yourself and have a cab pick you up and drive you to the convention. We'll be taking members back probably on Monday and also on Tuesday. The convention fee is $28 for members and $20 for the second member of the family or guests. Several plans are in for the works right now for the wives so that they have something to do. The fee covers an all-you-can-eat dinner buffet on Saturday night, which consists of two meats, salad bar, hot side, vegetable, and dessert, and an all-you-can-eat Sunday morning breakfast consisting of fresh fruit, scrambled eggs, two meat choices, juice, rolls, and toast. Now, during the Saturday night dinner, the hotel will provide a cash bar for those interested. The fees also include beer, pop, and munchies for the weekend. The convention fee must be paid before the convention. This does not mean that you have to pay it exactly right now, but when you come to the convention, please be prepared to pay your convention fee. Checks should be made payable to the National Radio Club, Incorporated, and sent to me here at the DX Audio Service at 706 McKenzie, McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The room rates for the Milano Inn are $32 for a single room with one person, $37 for a single with two people, $40 for a double with two people, $45 for a double with three people, $50 for a double with four people, $35 for a king size with one person, $40 for a king size with two people, and $56 for a master suite for one or two people. Persons attending the convention should also make their arrangements directly with the Milano Inn for their rooms and also make arrangements with the inn if they'll be sharing rooms with other people in attendance. The Milano Inn's telephone number is area code 419-228-2525. And be sure that you indicate to them that you are attending the National Radio Club Convention. You will be required to give a credit card number or pay in advance to hold a room. The cutoff date for the prearranged rooms is August the 10th. The convention committee will not be taking any room reservations or make any rooms available. So if you need a room, please get that information into the Milano as soon as possible. Now, during the convention, there will be tours of local broadcast facilities. Several members will be on a local TV news talk show talking about the National Radio Club. As with past conventions, the club will also have its own radio station on the air, WNRC, with news and information concerning the convention. And members are encouraged to listen to WNRC for clues on the NRC quiz and for listings of what will be on the NRC auction. We also have a lot of nice auction items already in, and if you have something you want to contribute to the club, that is to be auctioned off. But be sure to send that material to me here at the DX Audio Service so it can be included in the auction. And as Mike always says, please, no junk. I also understand that WNRC will have some real top-notch air talent on the air during the convention. And hopefully what we're going to probably try to do is record an entire air check of the station and then make that available to members who cannot attend the National Radio Club Convention in Lima, Ohio. From Paul Burkhart, he says that the 640 station in Massachusetts is on the air at the present time. They're using the slogan 640 Wins, and they have an oldies format. So if you live on the East Coast, be sure to listen to the new station on 640. Per Carl Jenner, he says that WEKS at 1080 in Marietta, Georgia is now silent and has been since about a week or so after the DX test, which we reported. His reception report was returned undeliverable, no forwarding address. Universal Shortwave Radio, located at 1280 Ada Drive, AIDA, in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, spelled Reynoldsburg, and their zip code is 43068. They have a new catalog out, and it includes many new products, along with the Grundig line of portable radios. The catalog is number 87-06, and it is available for U.S. $1, which is fully refundable with any purchase from Universal Shortwave Radio. Number one market air checks, located at Post Office Box 568 in East Hanover, New Jersey, zip code 07936, has several new tapes available. A free catalog is available upon writing to number one market air checks. Spain on Medium Wave, 68 pages plus a station map. The book is set up by frequency and by networks. Price and ways of payment by international postal money order of 550 points, Spanish money, we don't know, or 9 IRCs to Franciscus Martinez, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Francisco Martinez, Martinez, Y, Martinez. Address is Apartamento, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, APARTADO, 4031, and the city is Madrid, Spain, postal code 28082. And I know I slaughtered the Spanish language, but golly gosh, I never spoke Spanish in my life. Anyways, if you're looking to pick up a book on Spanish medium wave, there's one for you. We have a lot of interesting information on this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. But let's turn the microphone over right now to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch Column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Probably the largest accumulation of call letter changes we've had to report since the DX Audio Service began, so we'll slip down to the bottom of the dial and start out at 560, where WWCR in Brentwood, Tennessee becomes WYOR. 630, KIDD, Monterey, California changes to KXDC. 650, new station in Rancho Cordova, California will be KMCE. On 680, WGTW, North Atlanta, Georgia, changes back to WCNN. On 760, new station in Morganton, North Carolina, will be WCIS. On 810, KAFE, Santa Fe, New Mexico, changes to KMIK. 820, a new station in Falcon, Colorado, near Colorado Springs, that'll be KVFR. On 830, WTIW, Hialeah, Florida, changes to WRFM. 900, WWJD, Savannah, Georgia, becomes WEAS again. On 900 also, WZXM, Gaylord, Michigan, changes to WGPG. 930, WNBG, Waynesboro, Tennessee, becomes WTNR. And yes, that is a frequency change. We'll cover that in a little bit. Also on 930, KAJR. KZAR, Union Gap, Washington, becomes KZTA. 940 WVLV, the voice of the Lebanon Valley. Lebanon, Pennsylvania, becomes WADV. On 980, KKEN in Kenai, Alaska, becomes KENY. Also on 980, KMFY, Richfield, Minnesota, changes to WYAL. On 990, WWWF in Fayette, Alabama, changes calls, probably to the delight of all the people who have to say that call on the air, to WLDX. 1030, KHWY, Folsom, California, becomes KIOQ. 1060 WTTP, Natick, Massachusetts, becomes WBIV. 1070 WANM in Tallahassee, Florida, changes to WSUY. 1120 news station in Hobson City, Alabama, will be WHOX. 1130 WHHR, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, goes back to their former call of WHHQ. 1200 WYCP Radcliffe, Kentucky becomes WHOO, and WGUY Brewer, Maine changes to WKIT. 1210 KCLG Washington, Utah becomes KONY. On 1220 WKTZ Jacksonville, Florida becomes WJAX, and a new station in Madisonville, Texas becomes KMVL. 1230 KMYL Phoenix, Arizona becomes KAMJ. 1240 KRZZ Wichita, Kansas changes to KNSS. 1250 KHOG Fayetteville, Arkansas becomes KOFC. On 1280, KBRQ Denver, Colorado changes to KXKL, and WPXY Rochester, New York becomes WAHV. On 1290, new station in Garrisonville, Virginia will be WRFS, and CFRW Winnipeg, Manitoba changes to CIFX. 1310, KXAK Corrales, New Mexico becomes KIVA. On 1330, KNRC, Haley, Idaho, becomes KSKI once again, and WSHK in Wyshick, North Dakota, becomes KDRQ. 1340, KBET, Reno, Nevada, changes to KRCV. 1380, WAVI, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, becomes WQMI. 1390, KLNT, Clinton, Iowa, changes to KCLN. 1430 WBMK Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WEMG. 1440 WAJL Winter Park, Florida changes to WPRD. 1450 WRZK Spring Lake, North Carolina becomes WPJS. 1500 WLGY Xenia, Ohio becomes WBZT. How many other states beside Ohio have a town that starts with X? There's a trivia question for you. On 1520, KCZQ in Camdenton, Missouri changes to KADI. 1550, WGAB Bloomfield, Connecticut becomes WSBL. On 1560, WWWJ Paoli, Indiana changes to WSEZ. And KSAJ Abilene, Kansas becomes KABI. And finally on 1600, WSNX Muskegon, Michigan changes to WTRV. A couple notes on call letters, just for your information. WCPT in Alexandria, Virginia had requested a call change to WPRD, but then they had that change set aside, so they are staying with WCPT. WLVL, Lebanon, PA on 940 had first requested WMER, if you recall, but then they had that set aside and decided to ask for WADV instead. And new calls on 1250 at KHOG, 1330 at KWSK, and 1550 at WGAB should signal the return to the air of these stations. They were presently silent. Usually when a silent station asks for a new call, that means ownership has changed and the station is coming back on the air. Applications for new station, quite a pile of these for this edition, too. Starting at 610 at Patillas, Puerto Rico, 660 Bethel, North Carolina, 670 Claremont, Virginia and Midlothian, Virginia, 700 Cassetta, Georgia and Camas, Washington, 780 Springville, Utah, 890 Buena Vista, Georgia, 1020 Holdridge, Nebraska, 1030 Tye, Texas, 1120 Santa Maria, California, 1170 Falmouth, Virginia, 1180 Knoxville, Tennessee, 1390 Bow, New Hampshire, and 1520 Magnolia, Texas. If some of those sound familiar, some of those, about half of them, are reapplications for the same new facility. Grants to new stations, well, we had an unusual amount of those, too. On 760 Morganton, North Carolina, 500 watts D1. 820 Falcon, Colorado, 2500 watts D3. 890 Gladstone, Missouri, 1500 watts D3. On 1180 Carolina Beach, North Carolina, 10,000 D3. And Timmonsville, South Carolina, 10,000 D1. 1190 Atlantic Beach, South Carolina, 690 watts D3. And on 1220 Madisonville, Tennessee, 500 watts D1. Now let's take a look at highlights from applications from existing stations. 940 KGRL Bend, Oregon would like to add 10,000 watts at night, change their antenna to U4. On 970 KDCE Espanola, New Mexico, once again asked to go to 950 kilohertz. 1190 WSGI Springfield, Tennessee would like to move to 1100 kilohertz. And also on 1190 CHTN Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, unfortunately would like to move. That's probably the easiest Prince Edward Island for people to hear on the broadcast band. They would like to move to the vacated old CBC frequency of 720. On 1270, KNWZ, Palm Desert, California would like to change their city of license to Thousand Palms, California, and go full-time. And on 1480, just the reverse, WLEE Richmond, Virginia would like to drop their night power and become a daytime-only station. A rather unusual move, although it has happened several times in the past. They would be 5,000 D3 if they get their wish. Only a few grants to existing facilities which make much difference to DXers. On 1140, WASG, Atmore, Alabama has been granted a move to 550 kilohertz, where they will have 3,900 watts D1. And on 1230, WJNO, the synchronous transmitter in Deerfield Beach, Florida, has been granted. Scanning down through the highlights of otherness, and again, a lot of things that don't mean a lot to DXers, we'll cover the highlights. On 640 WNNZ, Westfield, Massachusetts, they have broken ground for their new transmitter here on 640, although they are still on 1570. By the time this reaches you, this station should be in operation on 640. They have already done some non-directional testing on the frequency. On 760 KJIM, Thornton, Colorado, this new station is on the air. After 3 days with a music format, they have converted to a religious format. On 790 KUTA Blanding, Utah, this station is silent. On 820, applications for new stations in both Manitou Springs and Widefield, Colorado have been denied, with the granting of the new station in Falcon, Colorado. On 930 WTNR Waynesboro, Tennessee, this station, which was WNBG and was on 1400, has now moved to this new frrequency of 930. 1160 WVNJ, Oakland, New Jersey. The Oakland Planning Commission has finally given the green light for this station to put up its five towers, so after being a CP for a number of years, construction has now begun on this new station. No idea when the station will hit the air, however. It takes a while to build a five-tower DA system. On 1250 KOFC, Fayetteville, Arkansas, formerly KHOG, this station is back on the air with a religious format. 1300 WLIR, Spring Valley, New York. When they were WGRC, they were silent for over a year. They are now back on the air with a simulcast of WLIR-FM, which is an AOR station. 1310 KIVA, Corrales, New Mexico, which is suburban Albuquerque, briefly silent under their old call of KXAK and their former religious format. They are back on the air now with a simulcast of KIVA-FM, which is in Santa Fe. 1320 CJSO, Sorel, Quebec. This station will leave the AM band shortly and become FM only, leaving 1320 open. On 1380 WQMI, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, this silent station is now back on the air with oldies, their old call, WAVI. On 1390 KHOB, Hobbs, New Mexico, station is presently silent but has announced plans to return to the air on September 15th. 1450 KKXO, Eugene, Oregon, silent station is back on the air. They're playing oldies. And on 1500 WGMF, Watkins Glen, New York, their application to move to 1490 kilohertz has been dismissed. And that's about it for this edition of AM Switch. From the National Radio Club's DX News, Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service. I'll see you again next month with another batch of stuff. Now we turn you over to our exalted convention host, Fred Vobey. Fred, Take It Away.
Max Radio in Douglas.
Okay, thank you very much, Jerry. I'll be sure to put it back. Next up, John Bowker with a look at the travelogue.
It's my kind of sound.
Well, thanks very much, Fred. Hi, everybody. This is the travelogue, and this month we're going to start at 1,000 on the dial. The one grand stations, and there are several, I understand now, stations that use that in their ID, saying, calling themselves, we're one grand station, you know. WSCR in Scranton used to do that. WHWB in Rutland at one time did that, but of course they've moved down to 970. And as a matter of fact, on that very note, I'd like to just interrupt our entire proceedings here, because last month when I was going through the 970s, I failed to give you the WHWB ID that we just recorded about 2 months ago, because the tape from the car hadn't been transcribed onto the master frequency list here. So here is the ID that WHWB in Rutland, Vermont is now using at 970 on the dial.
Before the Yankees come to bat in the second inning, we'll pause for 5 seconds so that our stations can identify themselves here along the New York Yankees radio network.
Home of the New York Yankees, WHWB, Rutland, Vermont.
This is Big Country Radio at 970 on your AM dial, WHWB, Rutland.
Well, if that isn't the darndest singing ID I ever heard, I don't know. Forgive me for that. They used to use a singing jingle at 1,000 on the dial, 1 kilohertz. And I, one megahertz, excuse me. And it may be on this very first tape we'll be playing for you this afternoon, you're going to hear WHWB in Rutland with a singing ID. If not, my memory has completely gone. But what do you say, without further ado, we start on our travelogue for the August 1987 edition of the DX Audio Service. Here are the stations we've recorded off the air as we've traveled around the country at 1,000 on the dial.
WSBF Hickory is boss.
A big one. WLMS becomes even bigger March 19th. CBS comes to Leominster, Fitchburg, and Clinton.
Reporting for Great Radio Carlisle, this is Bob Wallace.
Nobody, but nobody, plays more music than Great Radio Carlisle. W-I-O-O.
You're listening to Relaxing WRQT in Horseheads, New York. The time is 5 o'clock.
AP Network News. I'm Ed Tobias.
Your station for music, news, and information. We're WRNJ, Hackettstown, Long Valley.
We're in touch with you at Radio 1000 WSUM Parma. Monitoring WSUM weather, mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high in the lower or middle 40.
Chicago. It's 9:58 at the Voice of Flavor with Steve York for Bob Dearborn. Monday night in Chicago. Don't you dare knock it.
This is the Voice of Labor, WCFL, Chicago.
Great rock and roll from the 60s through the 80s. The Loop, WLUP, AM and FM, Chicago.
Brian Shane, the weatherman, says it's going to rain.
I like it much better when you sing.
Yeah, you're listening to The Loop, FM 98 and AM 1000.
Now, I do have one more station at 1,000 on the dial, could say, and I'll get to that in a second, but you've just heard a mini history of the Chicago experience at 1000, with WCFL, the first ID, being their heavy rock, well, I guess it was rock, it was swing at one time, but anyway, the popular heavy music of the day in direct competition with WLS, and WCFL lost. Then they went into kind of straight programming. You heard the announcer just give a straight ID, and that didn't work very well. And then they went into soft music, and that wasn't too bad for a while, but then the FMers just killed it. So WCFL at one time was rumored to be going all Spanish talk, and that distinction was taken over by WIND in Chicago. Now, the station was then sold, and it has now assumed the call letters of WLUP, referring, of course, to the Loop section of Chicago. And did you notice that both of the IDs that I gave you there have WLUP AM and FM in Chicago? You just don't hear many stations these days broadcasting, or simulcasting is the right word, AM and FM. They are now separated, AM and FM, but the FCC gave them a break to get their feet on the ground so that they could take over the 1,000 spot and be heard all over the country, as you can hear them at your place, I'm sure, WLUP. Now, as I mentioned, these IDs I record personally myself as I travel around the country, occasionally some help from many of you out there, which is much appreciated. And I'm saying this really with my tongue way out in my cheek, because this next one I did not record driving between, say, Columbus and Cleveland, Ohio. I think you'll know. Incidentally, when the announcer says a particular hello to one of the people in the audience, I want to come back to it, see if you recognize the name. You ready?
Quite a lot of people wide awake this hour of the morning, especially those people on night duties and watchmen and things like that. And in fact, good morning again to Chris Martin and his mates out there at the Pitt Telephone Exchange, who are the guys responsible for keeping the ISD lines open. Aha, I might get a free call yet. Save those large bills I get from Telecom. Coming up to 26 to 2 on Radio 10, 2KY.
Radio 10, 2KY.
Don't forget, if you'd like to give us a call, 233-3755, and we'll more than likely have the song you want to hear, providing it's a disco song, all right?
Well, let me tell you about Chris Martin. He's the fellow who was referred to by the announcer on 2KY in Sydney, Australia, by the way. Chris Martin sent me that tape. He has sent me an hour's worth of tape of every AM broadcast station in Sydney and Melbourne, and one or two from Adelaide. Nobody ever had a better friend than Chris Martin, but, you know, he was married about 3 or 4 years ago now. And left his job with Telecom and has moved up to the northern part of Australia and has lost touch with all of us, I presume. If anybody knows the address in Australia, the new address for Chris Martin, that would be worth a great deal to me. I will be glad to consume a martini in your name if you can tell me Chris Martin's mailing address. Let's move on the DX Audio Service travelogue to 1010 tape.
KIOY, KIQI, San Francisco.
Baseball scores and sports reports at 15, 45 minutes past the hour on WINS New York.
All news, all the time. This is WINS. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
74 degrees, mostly cloudy at 3:41. I'm Irwin Brown. Here's what's happening.
Rockets, WIST, Baltimore. High noon, this is Hal Martin, 12 o'clock with Leonard Skinner in Sweet Home, Alabama.
This is WCBF Tampa.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the continuing history of black music from Super Soul.
Brother, Super Soul 1010 at 9:30.
1010 on your radio dial. This is WGUN in Atlanta.
WCSI, Columbus.
1010 CSI News. This is Mary Liz Nolan reporting.
Lansing temperature reading 39 degrees at the airport, 39 at WITL. The overnight low was 25.
Stay tuned now for the news. 1010 on your dial. This is CFRB, Toronto.
At this time, radio station WTGC Lewisburg, Pennsylvania must leave the air as required to do so by the Federal Communications Commission. WTGC is owned and operated by Louis J. Meyerhofer and operates on a Canadian clear channel frequency of 1010 kHz with a power output of 2.2 watts from 6 a.m. to local sunrise and 1,000 watts from local sunrise to local sunset. Our studios and transmitter are located at Colonial Park RD1 along Route 15 just south of Lewisburg. We invite you to join us again tomorrow morning.
Every Sunday morning you can listen to Serenade in Blue at 7:30 a.m. here on WUDO Radio Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're in tune with EBC Broadcasting for Western New England. This is WCNL AM and FM from Newport, New Hampshire.
Presently in downtown St. Louis under cloudy skies, it's 76 degrees. This is KXEN, St. Louis, Festus, the gospel voice of Mid-America.
12 o'clock, high, 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 noon.
The world tomorrow.
Whether you're at home or in your car, country music's never far. Just keep in tune and let it stay on WGUN.
Isn't that awful? WGUN. I don't know where they came up with that terrible jingle. Oh, dear. Well, anyway, that was the 1010 tape, and there were some pretty rotten recordings in there. But that goes back to some of our earlier equipment. Bob Walker kicked in the one from Michigan on distinctly improved radio equipment. And thank you, Bob. And so it goes. What do you say we move along now? Oh, by the way, don't you love that girl's voice? Oh, golly. What station was it? Oh, WCSI in Columbus. Yeah. I love that newscaster's voice. I could listen to her for about another 10 seconds or so. And perhaps for some of you who didn't catch on, the very first ID there was KIOI in San Francisco. And if you write that down and just use block letters, it doesn't look like IOI. It looks like 101, which, of course, is the beginning of 1010. And they use that on the sides of buses and things like that in the San Francisco and the whole Bay Area. Tune in IOI, which is 101. Very good. Okay, let's move on to, I don't know if it's very good or not, let's move on to the 1020 tape. And again, we're going to start out on the West Coast.
Si alguien te pregunta qué programa escuchas, diles que el de Luis Roberto González en KTNQ.
Before 11 o'clock of the Art Palin Show, can you believe that it's 45 degrees in town right now? Bill Steinbach of the News at 11 up next. This is Someplace Special. This is KDKA Pittsburgh, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
It's 42 degrees on a rainy morning, which should become a snowy afternoon. Meteorologist John Parisi will have weather details following the news. Good morning. Bill Steinbach for KDKA News at 11.
Well, it is someplace special, pretty definitely. I only have two stations on that dial position. How special can you get? So if anybody would like to add some, please be my guest. And we're really no better off at 10:30 on the dial. Let's say I give you a couple of IDs from the newcomer on the block, and then one or two from our friends up in Boston. This is the 10:30 tape on the DX Audio Service, the travelogue for August 1987.
Is 870-8700. WBZE Indian Head, Washington, 2 minutes before 11. Don't forget Reggie this afternoon at 3. Bye. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to The Power Station, 1030 AM stereo, WBZE Indian Head, Washington.
Boston, WBZ.
Hello there, I'm Larry Justice.
Yeah.
Right now.
Got the spirit of 103, got the happy to be.
Where's that now?
The games keep swinging in Boston, WBZ.
That's the spirit of New England, WBZ Boston, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Well, okay, we made it through four frequencies on this travel up the dial from the 540 spot to 1600. We're going to make it. It'll take us a year or two, but we'll get there. And once again, these are all IDs that we've been able to capture off the air on just AM radios, with mostly with built-in cassettes, but not entirely so. And I want to thank everybody. Again, the list gets longer and longer each time that we do this. And if you have any IDs that you've recorded off the air that are reasonably clean, please make them reasonably clean. We'll add them to the DX Audio Service, and that'll mean we can retire some of these that aren't very sharp and clear as we'd like. So thanks very much. Fred, we'll turn it back to you now. This is John Bowker. So long. See you next month.
Okay, John, thanks a lot, and hope to see you at the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. Now here's Phil Wayne.
Welcome to Market Scope, the convention edition.
This month, we treat you to radio in and around the site of the 1987 National Radio Club Convention, Lima, Ohio. Yes, radio does exist in the sleepy little metropolis in West Central Ohio. First up is full-service adult contemporary WIMA, with 5 kilowatts on 1150 kilohertz. WIMA was Lima's first radio station and is one of the finest in the market. Their nighttime pattern runs north-south.
Good Monday morning from AM 1150. This is WIMA Lima, 7 o'clock.
And good morning. I'm Neil Winget, WIMA News. Hey, WIMA's color radar showing no precipitation in our area. Some in southwest Ohio. We'll keep our eye on that for you. 68 degrees. That's WIMA News. I'm Neil Winget.
I'm Tom Francis, 5 and a half past 7. Good Monday morning to you from AM 1150, WIMA and the Big T team. Kenny? Monday morning with the Big T team at 9 minutes after 7 o'clock from AM 1150 WIME. Don't forget your button. We're your $5,000 button today. Neat project at our Lima Public Library for the young people at 2 o'clock on Wednesday of this week. It's a hands-on computer experience for elementary children and preschoolers through the second grade who are accompanied by an adult. No registration required. We do ask that the children bring their library cards, but a hands-on experience with computers for preschoolers and through grade 2. Discs for computer use are available at the library also. So a nice little project, 2 o'clock on Tuesday for young people, hands-on experience with computers. That'll be at our Lima Public Library.
Now for a limited time only.
7-Eleven, 11 minutes after 7 from AM 1150 WIMA. The other Francis just ahead with AccuWeather. Good morning, Starshine. 14 and a half past 7 o'clock from AM 1150 WIMA Monday AccuWeather and Kathy just ahead.
Good people make
Lima, where good people make good things happen.
7:15 WIMA's Color Radar and AccuWeather brought to you by Riemann's Pharmacy in Elmview, Riemann's Prescription Center in downtown Lima. Kathy, we've got 68. We've had 68 on similar mornings, but it's kind of a cool 68 right now.
That's right, just because the dew points are not up there yet. It is. We'll deal with that later. Right now at WIMA, we have 68 degrees.
Okay, very good. We'll look for, in what has been just a marvelous weekend, Kathy, now we'll look for a little more humidity and maybe some showers to scoot in off and on here the next 3 or 4 days.
That's right, huh?
So we'll prepare for it. Good, Kathy, thank you. We are at 68 degrees right now.
Beauty for your homes, Superior Kitchen.
Up on 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 from AM 1150 WIMA. Entertainment in the park tonight.
Once popular, WCIT was Lima's top 40 station throughout the 60s and 70s. Today, WCIT plays the pop hits of that era as Drake Chenault's Great Gold. At 940 kilohertz with 250 watts, WCIT has the unique distinction of broadcasting with 17 different pre-sunrise and post-sunset power levels by special treaty with the Canadian government.
On Lima's hometown station, 94 WCIT, of course, Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline. 23 after 1 o'clock at the latest as far as sports is concerned from overnight with Brian Osmer. Weekday mornings at noon. And, of course, weekday mornings, what I meant to say is weekday mornings and at noon. There you go. Find all the results of baseball, of course, golf, tennis, track, and field results. Brian Osborne, weekday mornings and at noon right here in your hometown station, 94 WCIT.
Miller's Corral and Lighter Road. Open weekdays, 6:30 till 9:30. Saturdays, 8 till 6.
25 minutes after 1 o'clock with Bill Apple on 94 WCIT. Well, we've narrowed down the competition to the four best bands in town. And Thursday nights, we're inviting you to stop by the Ohio Theater 2. It gets underway at 10 o'clock. You pay your buck to get in. Of course, that goes to Square Fair 87. And you'll see BMW, the Hipsters, the Sharks, and Hands Off all battle it out for the title of Best Band in Lima and a chance to play opening act for none other than rock and roll legend himself, Gary U.S. Bonds, on the main stage at Square Fair 87. Once again, this Thursday night, 10 o'clock, Ohio Theater 2. Hope to see you there from your hometown station, 94 WCIT.
WCSM 1350 is licensed to nearby St. Mary's, Ohio. This daytimer sports a directional four-tower array. About the only positive factor in the station's programming is their well-produced TM jingles.
Good morning under partly sunny conditions and a temperature of 78 degrees. This is WCSM News. This newscast is being brought to you in part by Curtis Mathis TV, that's Donnerberg TV in St. Mary's, and Reinecke Mitchell Ford, Lincoln Mercury. We have partly sunny skies, hazy conditions, and a current temperature of 78 degrees. This has been WCSM News, and this newscast has been brought to you in part by Curtis Mathis TV, that's Donnerberg TV in St. Mary's, and Reinecke Mitchell Ford Lincoln Mercury. From our WCSM Community Bulletin Board, the Grand Lake Toastmasters will conduct their next meeting beginning at noon, Monday, July 13th, in the conference room at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And visitors are welcome. This reminder is from our WCSM Community Bulletin Board. Our time is 8:41. I'm Jack Swartz reporting.
We bring it for you.
WCSM, the system. Don't disturb this groove. 8:45. Good morning, I'm Jack Swartz, and I'm back with you on a Thursday morning. It'll be another warm one today. Our high near 90 degrees and lots of humidity out there. But with all of the celebrations that are going on, why not? It is summertime. Summer-like weather is here. St. Henry's sesquicentennial celebration continues today on WCSM, and we'll continue our live broadcast programs from St. Henry, including today's edition of Spectrum with Sherry Hartsock. She'll be talking with Larry Heitkamp. He is a member of the steering committee. He is also the souvenir man. And Loretta Romer, a St. Henry business.
Jumping all over the dial again, just to keep you on your toes this time, we head for the 1220 position in 250-watt WERT, Van Wert, Ohio. This daytime-only station is of very limited power to protect 50,000-watt WGAR in Cleveland.
Trusted voice for Northwestern Ohio. This is The Informer, WERT, AM and FM, Van Wert.
A killer dies in Louisiana. Charles Van Dyke, UBI Radio News.
Good morning. It's 4.5 minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock here at WERT, AM and FM. Time now for a look at local and state news being brought to you by Quality Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC. 650 West Urban Road in Van Wert.
Buying a car just
next to the courthouse in downtown Van Wert. Member FSLIC.
Stereo 99 FM and AM 1220 WERT. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock with Dave Mason. Stereo 99 FM and AM 1220 WERT. Good morning. We've got 14 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock with Kenny G.
This year's NRC convention is set for Labor Day weekend, September 4th through 7th. And I have a hunch that Lima's radio scene may undergo substantial temporary changes for that period. It may be that certain legendary radio stations may once again permeate the atmosphere, obviously reflected by distant galaxies light years away in the depths of the universe. As usual, some of the most unique broadcast talent ever heard just may fade in on your receivers on that always eventful convention weekend. It will be a good time. Your friends are all going, so I guess I'll see you there too.
Driving with FM.
Make sure your new 73 has an FM radio. A fade-free, static-free FM or FM stereo car radio. Sounds so great, it's out of sight.
Driving with FM is an open road.
Music power on the Much More Music Station.
1960, Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea at WNRC.
Somewhere by myself.
WNRC, 50 grand of music power.
Edison Lighthouse, WNRC, and Love Grows, where my rosemary goes.
For additional information, contact Friendly Fred here at the DX Audio Service. For Market Scope, on the banks of Lost Creek in beautiful Allen County, Ohio, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. Great market scope there of the Lima area. A little short, though. There's a lot more to hear here in Lima. Many of the stations in Columbus, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, Toledo, and Fort Wayne also roll in. Plus, a lot of FM frequencies to listen to and DX. On our next edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll have Harry Dents back with us with some information about amateur radio. And, of course, more interviews. You heard Bob Walker there on WNRC, a little pilot of how the station is going to sound, at least one of the segments. We'll also have contemporary hit radio music also. And several members of the DX Audio Service are going to be jocking away on WNRC. But we hope to have some interviews from the NARC convention, which just happened up in Toronto. And Bob furnished us with several interviews, and we'll have those on future editions of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Well, let's flip over to Side 2 and hear what else we can get into trouble with. We have John Bowker with a look at the mystique of three-letter call signs, and, of course, a whole lot more. Stay tuned to your National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Light and lively, WCOP.